Hello, listeners, and welcome to our latest podcast in the PMMI Packaging Channel. I'm Andy Hanasek, Editor-in-Chief of the National Provisioner, and I'm here today with Julie Ackerman, PMMI's Senior Director of PR and Communications, and we're going to talk today about the upcoming Pack Expo show, which is this month, October 28th through the 31st in Chicago. We're going to talk a Pack Expo preview. We're going to look at the new and returning features that can help meat processors make the most of their time at the show. It's a big show, and we want to make sure that you listeners are getting to the most important things to maximize your time and your return on your trip to Pack Expo. So, Julie, thank you for joining us, and welcome.
Thank you so much, Andy. I'm very happy to be speaking with you today.
All right. Well, let's just launch right in, Julie. What are the most successful features from last year's Pack Expo show that you're bringing back in order for processors to experience again? What's the most attractive specifically to meat and poultry processors that you think they need to see at this year's show?
Well, we have a number of features of the show floor this year that we are bringing back because we have found so much success, especially for the processing community. The processing zone returns this year growing with 75,000 square feet of innovative processing solutions. We have just over 170 exhibitors in that processing zone. Of course, we always have the opportunity for processing attendees to go beyond the corners of the processing zone to even still find solutions outside of the processing zone from even another host of exhibitors. So we're excited to be bringing it back. We've gotten a lot of great feedback about the processing zone, and with that great feedback, we realized that it was a feature that we wanted to continue to offer the processing community.
For newer attendees, can you go a little bit more into what the processing zone is all about, what makes it different from the rest of the show?
Sure. It really is just a dedicated area for exhibitors that are providing innovative processing solutions. It allows the attendees really to, like you were saying before, Andy, make the most of their time at the show. And we want to make sure that we're making the show as user-friendly, for lack of a better word, and able to find those solutions that they're looking for easily and effectively. Now, again, the processing zone allows us to have a focused area for those attendees. Again, with respect to solutions outside the processing zone, we have a number of exhibitors that don't just provide processing solutions, but they also provide solutions in other areas of packaging. And so with them not being in the processing zone, we provide the processing attendees a, sort of a guide, a map on how to find those solutions outside the processing zone.
Okay. On the educational side, is there anything, or the seminar side, is there anything you wanted to highlight that is either new or returning, I guess? And we can get into some of the newer features later on in this podcast, but is there anything on the educational seminar side that you wanted to highlight or talk about that at this year's show?
We do, in fact, have a number of conference sessions that are going to be focusing a lot on the Food Safety Modernization Act. Of course, this is a hot topic right now, and lots of people are paying close attention to the new developments with the Food Safety Modernization Act. We have 15-plus sessions dedicated to food safety and product security. We also have a number of expert association partners, to name a few, hosting some of these sessions. IOPP is returning this year. We also are having sessions hosted by the Alliance for Innovation and Operational Excellence, dedicated to a number of food safety issues. And also the PAC is returning. And those are just a few of the association partners that we're going to be looking forward to hearing from at the conference at PAC Expo.
Okay. Very good. Any other returning features that you really want to highlight for this year that were successful last year beyond the processing zone, beyond the educational and seminars?
Yes, I definitely would like to make mention of the returning Food Safety Summit Resource Center. We had a good experience with them both in the 2010 show and 2011 as well. They will be located in the processing zone. Again, that's at the Lakeside Center, and they'll be offering up a dialogue, essentially. They'll have experts in the Food Safety Resource Center for, you know, any type of issues that attendees are facing that they want to have a dialogue about, but we are looking forward to hearing from them again and partnering with them as well.
Okay. Let's really quickly shift gears into the new features, and if there are any other returning features, we can come back to those at the end, but let's give the listeners a taste of some of the new features at PAC Expo this year. What is the top new feature in your mind, I guess, that you'd like to point out?
You know, yeah, it's interesting, and of course every year we're looking to evolve and grow and make sure that we're getting the most bang for our attendees' buck, and we want to make sure that their time is spent efficiently. And in order to do that, we, of course, are continuing our customer-centric approach to the show. And that is really just an effort to make the show, again, as I mentioned earlier, just as user-friendly as possible. So what we're introducing this year at PAC Expo International in Chicago is what we're calling the PAC Expo Buzz. And essentially, that's going to be the hub for where we are hoping attendees will come and get started with their show and their plan on how to execute this enormous show. Mm-hmm. You know, you walk into the doors of a Cormac Place, and it can be a little bit overwhelming. There's lots to see. There's lots of really exciting features on the show floor, and we just want to make sure that everyone's aware of those features and that they can navigate the show smoothly. So this PAC Expo Buzz, it's essentially going to be where we have all of the product locators. We'll also have a number of experts on hand to assist attendees if they have any questions on how to navigate the show. Bringing back again this year, we have the PAC Expo Connected Communities, mm-hmm. and these essentially are the online connected communities where we hope attendees and exhibitors both will continue the dialogue once the show has concluded and keep that dialogue going, you know, 24/7, 365. Mm-hmm. So we'll have kiosks in the PAC Expo Buzz with the connected communities, along with people to assist in getting folks set up with those connected communities as well. And really, it's just a place that there's going to be social media, interactive activities there. So we're just really excited about it in an effort to have a place for the attendees to come and start their show experience.
That makes a lot of sense.
And we're looking forward to it, and we've been putting a lot of time and planning into it. So, you know, we're hopeful that it'll really allow the attendees to not miss anything on the show floor. So with that being said, we still, of course, want to encourage people to visit mypacexpo.com prior to coming to PAC Expo. This, of course, will allow them to see all of the exhibitors that are going to be exhibiting at the show. It'll allow them to connect ahead of time with exhibitors that they are interested in visiting. Mm-hmm. They can set up appointments. They can see the conference schedule and just really have an opportunity to map out their show prior to showing up.
Well, and you have to show up with a plan, even with PAC Expo Buzz, because as you mentioned, Julie, it is a very large show, and it can be overwhelming when you first walk in the door. So I think that the Buzz will be a really good tool for those folks who, even when they go to mypacexpo.com, they walk in and say, wow,
yeah.
You know, where do I start?
Absolutely. Yeah, and you know, and that feeling is, you know, it's unavoidable, but mm-hmm. at the same time, we want to make sure that we are addressing it right away, and we are allowing them and providing some tools to allow them to figure out exactly where they need to go, how they get there, what other additional, you know, educational opportunities they have above and beyond, you know, just walking the aisles of the show.
Certainly, and McCormick Place is a very, very big place, so it's definitely worth stopping in and making sure you know exactly where you're going. I may need to stop at PAC Expo Buzz myself.
I hope you do, and you'll have to let us know what you think.
Certainly.
When they do walk into McCormick Place, right in the Grand Concourse, something I should have mentioned earlier, just an extension of the education opportunities, is we're bringing back the innovation stage. Mm. And that's new to Chicago, but we had some success with it in Las Vegas, and we wanted to bring it back to Chicago this year. And this is, again, you know, an opportunity for exhibitors to sort of showcase some of their solutions. And we have quite a few processing solutions being featured in the innovation stage schedule. So, again, that schedule can be found at packexpo.com. And, again, I just encourage people ahead of time to kind of, you know, look at those conference session schedules and look at the innovation stage schedule and just make sure that they are, you know, kind of planning their time ahead of time to make sure they don't miss a thing.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, the plan is the most important thing, that's for sure.
That's right.
What else, Julie, do you want to point out, whether it be new or returning features that meat and poultry processors need to look for at the show that we haven't mentioned thus far?
Well, of course, you know, we're hoping that everybody will join us for the PAC Expo Lecture Series. This year we're really excited. We're going to have Dennis Miller and James Carville kind of facing off. It's going to be a really interesting dialogue between two, you know, political pundits that, you know, obviously are on opposite sides of the race. and with the election just around the corner, you know, we think it's going to be really entertaining and a lot of fun, and we hope that, you know, not only our processing attendees, but we're hoping to get as many people there for a really, really great session, and that's going to be on Sunday night, so the night of opening of the show.
Nice. That sounds like that's going to be definitely entertaining at the very least. So, you know, beyond the knowledge base you can get from that, and maybe that'll swing a few votes in the election in the coming days.
You never know, do you?
That's right. That's right.
We hope so.
Okay. Cool. Well, Julie, anything else that you wanted to point out? Any other features, new or otherwise?
Well, I think that pretty much covers it. And you know, I can't stress enough for people to visit my PAC Expo ahead of time, just, you know, to make sure that, you know, they're aware of all the features that we've got coming back this year and some new ones that we mentioned as well.
Certainly. Thank you, Julie, so much for your time and for helping our listeners, you know, kind of map out a plan and have some backup plans in case they get stuck making a plan. Again, listeners. Go ahead, Julie.
Oh, and I was just going to say I appreciate the opportunity to speak to them and you today.
No problem. No problem. Anytime. We're always here. So listeners, October 28th to October 31st is PAC Expo at McCormick Place in Chicago. As Julie mentioned, go to packexpo.com or mypackexpo.com and, you know, get a look at what's going to be at the show, all the things that we've mentioned here, plus and then some. And feel free to let Julie and her team know if you have any questions. You can go to PMMI.org and find out more information on PAC Expo and all the other great things PMMI is doing. And thank you so much for listening. Julie, thanks for your time and for joining us today.
Thank you again, Andy. I look forward to seeing everybody at PAC Expo at the end of October.
Sounds great. Thank you so much.